The Senate will vote today on paycheck fairness.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the Senate will take up a bill aimed at making sure men and women receive the same pay for the same work. Supporters are calling it a necessary update to the Equal Pay Act of 1963 that would force employers to prove they are not discriminating on salaries. Opponents say the law would be a big burden on businesses and that it would lead to a flood of lawsuits. Let's bring in the U.S. Labor Secretary, Hilda Solis, who supports the bill. Good morning.
It's good to be with you.
Well, Congress passed the Lilly Ledbetter Act on pay discrimination back in 2009. There are other legal protections to deal with pay discrepancies between men and women. Why do we need the Paycheck Fairness Act?
What's really important to understand here is that women still earn only 70 cents on the dollar compared to men. And for African-American women, it's 69 cents. And for Latinas, it's 60 cents. So what we're looking at here is really trying to create and level the playing field and actually having the government help provide support, data collection, so that we can really look across the board to see where these inequities exist.
Congress is also looking at extending jobless benefits for millions of unemployed workers. What do you think happens if they don't extend those benefits?
It's going to be terrible. If this is not extended, and it will actually terminate at the end of the month, you'll see about 2 million people that will be impacted. And keep in mind, it isn't just a number. It isn't just a faceless person. It can be a woman with children. It can be a family. It can mean a very harsh holiday season for many people.
Quickly, how long do you think until we get below 8% unemployment?
I don't have a crystal ball, but in the last 10 months, we've created well over 1.1 million private sector jobs. Right now, I think we're on the right course in terms of jobs that are added every single month.
Hilda Solis, U.S. Secretary of Labor, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The maker of the popular caffeinated alcohol drink Four Loko says it will be taking the caffeine out of its beverages. Drinks like Four Loko have come under fire after being linked to two deaths and many hospitalizations. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
This Four Loko music video shows a room full of passed-out teens. Critics of Four Loko have dubbed the drink Blackout in a Can. Now the maker of Four Loko is removing caffeine from its products, just as the Food and Drug Administration is expected to ban drinks that blend alcohol and caffeine. Senator Chuck Schumer said in a press conference that the drinks are dangerous.
Four cans of beer, same amount of alcohol. Two cups of coffee, same amount of caffeine. There ought to be big letters across this at the very minimum say, be very careful.
Four Loko generates about $200 million a year in sales and costs around $5 a can. Washington, Michigan, Utah, and Oklahoma have already banned Four Loko and other similar drinks. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets in Asia are mixed right now after China said it'll subsidize food for poor families because of rising prices. In Europe, a mixed bag as well as talks on an Irish bailout or a potential Irish bailout continue. A rough day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 178 points to close at 11,023.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Almost every morning we get some economic indicator from the government. Today we're going to get the Consumer Price Index. Tomorrow there's the Index of Leading Economic Indicators. We often look to those as a measure of how we're doing. But if that's the question, why doesn't a government statistician just ask us how we're doing? Well, in Britain, there's word that the government is, for the first time, going to do regular surveys of the happiness and well-being of the British people. For more on this, let's turn to Marketplace's Economy 4.0 correspondent, David Brancaccio. David, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jeremy.
Well, why are the Brits doing this now?
Well, it was a bit of a campaign promise by the newish British Prime Minister David Cameron. Britain will be one of the first countries to move ahead on this after French President Sarkozy and Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz were, among others, calling for countries around the world to start measuring well-being. Now, of course, the Brits don't often listen to the French, much less the Americans. But Canada now does ask well-being questions of their residents, but it's not an official regular government stat, as is being contemplated in Britain.
It seems like it would take some courage for the British to be asking about happiness right now.
Yeah, you think? Given all the public sector layoffs in that country, it does take some intestinal fortitude politically. But here's the thing when you think about it, right? When do you want to start asking the Brits about their happiness? Fourth quarter of 2008, when we're tumbling into the economic abyss? The earliest they could get this rolling is maybe next spring. So maybe it's a bet by the British government that the business cycle will be on their side and that moving forward they can take credit for maybe happiness going up?
That people will actually say they're happy. What's wrong, David, with just measuring the normal stuff? Income, economic growth, stuff like that?
Those are all important, but they don't perfectly correlate with how well people are doing. You have GDP going up, maybe health care is not going up, maybe educational opportunities are not going up. So if you really want to know, so are we better off now than before, the crucial political question, you have to get data about this sometimes subjective idea of happiness, well-being.
And quickly, do you think we'll get an index like this here in the U.S.?
Maybe soon. We do have this thing, Measure of America. It's like a big report card. Just came out the other day. It takes a look congressional district by congressional district across the country at education, at income, at health care. It gives us a kind of happiness rating.
All right. Marketplace's Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, who looks very happy here in the studio in New York. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And finally, Panasonic has just released a 103-inch 3D TV. The price, just over $100,000. But it probably gives off enough heat that you could use it as a space heater, too. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Just because something's old and well-used doesn't mean it's used up. You know, that goes for cars, a comfy sweater, and houses, too.
The greenest building is the one that's already built.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When old things equal green things, next time we'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.